AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he wants to be involved in picking Iran's next leader. He told Axios yesterday. Trump called Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of the late Supreme Leader who is a possible candidate for the post, quote, unacceptable and, quote, a lightweight. Meanwhile, Wall Street is on track to open lower again as oil prices continue to climb. This comes less than a week since the U.S. and Israel began bombing Iran, one of the world's top oil producers. Several states are taking legal action over Trump's recent tariffs, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Two dozen states are suing over new global tariffs President Trump imposed following his Supreme Court loss. Democratic attorneys general from Oregon, Arizona, California, and New York are leading the lawsuit. They argue the president has overstepped his power with planned 15% tariffs on much of the world. Trump has said the tariffs are essential to address trade deficits. He imposed duties under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 after the Supreme Court struck down tariffs he imposed last year. The lawsuit argues the 1974 law was intended to be used only in specific situations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Members of the public got a chance to speak their minds yesterday to a federal panel reviewing Trump's ballroom. They've described it as ugly and grossly out of scale. Others characterize the project as an invitation for corruption. Because Trump has said he'll pay for it with money donated by rich people and corporations, some of which do business with the federal government. A few people suggested to the National Capital Planning Commission that the Republican president build the ballroom underground if he wants one so badly. The commissioners on the panel showed little sign that their approval process could be delayed. A final vote is set for April 2nd. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Victor Wembanyama's 38 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 blocks powered the Spurs past the Pistons 121-106 in a clash of top NBA contenders.
Any game between top seeds should be impressive. For us, it was super fun, you know, and it wouldn't have been fun if we didn't set the tone to the game.
Lakers star LeBron James surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the NBA's all-time leader in career field goals in Denver. Trae Young had 12 points and 6 assists in his Wizards debut against Utah. In golf, Daniel Berger shot 63 to build a 3-shot lead at Bay Hill in the Arnold Palmer Invitational. NHL, the league-leading Avalanche acquired center Nicholas Waugh from the Maple Leafs, and the Golden Knights got center Nick Dowd from the Capitals ahead of Friday's trade deadline. And NFL, the Bills are getting receiver DJ Moore in a trade with the Bears.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.